Welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning back in. If you guys listened to part one of this episode, thank you so much for coming back and listening to part two. I'm glad you liked it so much that you decided, you know what, I'm going to finish that episode. Or maybe you're just one of those people that, you know what, I start something, I'm going to finish it. I hope you are. We need more people like that. Anyway, guys, this is the episode, the continuation, part two of our guest, Alfred Robles. And we had so much fun recording this podcast that we went super long, a little over 2 hours, so we split it up into two different episodes. So hopefully you already listened to part one. If not, I'm sorry. I know that sometimes you'll just pop on your apps, whatever you use to listen to podcasts, and then you just play like the most recent one. But just so you know, this is part two of two. So right before this was part one, and hopefully you already knew that. Anyway, you guys, enjoy this episode. Here it comes right now. Don't forget, this episode is brought to you by BullyMake.com. It's a service right to your door. Drops off a box for your dog. Dog treats, toys, BullyMake.com. Use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, to get $10 off your order. And don't forget to click the link in the description to take you to DMCWatch.com. And this way, it'll take your – I get credit, so make sure you use that link and support the podcast and go check out a watch and maybe even buy one. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's me and my co-host Kevin Lyons and our guest Alfred Robles continuing this episode, part two.
And we're back.
Yeah, that's how to pee, guys.
Hey, right, man, bro. You gotta go.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy, bro. There was a guy, this dude's a fucking crazy motherfucker, dog. His name was Glenn. He was a Salvadorian guy. We used to work for the supermarket. And then I didn't know what was going on. He just had, all of a sudden, he had a lot of money. And started buying a bunch of new shit, expensive shit. And I still didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then I was like, maybe he got a second job. You know? So, like 6 months later, our loss prevention investigator comes in and he starts asking me, hey, are you and Glenn like close? I'm like, nah, I just know him because of work. He goes, all right. And he goes, are you sure you guys are not friends? I go, no, we're not friends. He goes, have you noticed anything different with him? I'm like, what? He was like, is he buying shit? And I go, yeah, the motherfucker just bought a Camaro.
Oh, damn.
He goes, this motherfucker, bro. Can't fucking tell him, dog. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, human resource fucked up, and they put the decimal on the wrong spot.
Shut the fuck up.
On his check?
On his check. So this motherfucker was making $90 an hour instead of $9.
For how long?
For 6 months.
Oh, shit.
6 months.
Did he have to pay it back?
Yeah.
Did he think of him to go to jail or anything?
Well, he went. He quit, and then he started working for Sears, and that's when they fucking found out.
Oh,
and it was funny, bro. They told me that when they went to court, they said, "Hey, I thought they gave me a fucking raise, and they didn't fucking tell me, man."
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he could always play that dumb argument. You know, just play
$90, bro, an hour.
$90 an hour.
And he was working 40-hour shifts for 6 months, dog.
Imagine he didn't tell his girlfriend or anything. He got a Camaro, but he's still taking her to fucking McDonald's.
let me fucking.
He's like, well, I only work at Sears. What do you think? I'm rich?
That's fucking crazy.
Let me tell you how much that shit
90
was,
bro. 90 bucks an hour, 40 hours a week, 90 times 40. We got
3,600.
A month. I mean, a week.
A week.
A week.
Times four. 14,400.
A month.
A month.
Where is he living at?
He lives somewhere in the valley because the supermarkets are in the valley.
That's fucking
funny. I don't know where his house was or anything like that, but he
didn't pay it all back. And he probably was spending it all.
Sometimes, I'm pretty sure he didn't pay all that shit back.
Really? Sometimes banks fuck up like that too. Somebody I used to work with said that one day the bank redirected money from somewhere accidentally into their account. Like, they just woke up one day and there was, like, fucking $25,000 in their account. And
what did that person do?
And, well, actually, this is somebody I knew. And then I also read another story, like, in an article where this – I think it was this old guy. He deposited – he had a big check. Might have been an inheritance or – I forget where he got. He got a lot of money and he was depositing it into his bank. But his bank – also has another guy there with the same name, and it was a younger kid. And so it got deposited in his account, and he spent all of it. It was like some ridiculous amount of money. He spent all of it, and they all had to go to court, and he has to, like, kid has to, like, work it all off or some shit.
Damn,
fucking
man.
Fucking crazy.
That is fucking crazy.
$90 an hour, bro.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Fuck yeah, dog.
Which that wasn't Sears. That was a different company.
No,
was that?
He quit and he started working at Sears.
So what company was that one?
It was a supermarket called Vallarta.
Oh, he worked for Vallarta.
Yeah.
he thought that Vallarta was paying him $90 an hour.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's so funny.
It's like, bro, $90 an hour, bro, and didn't say shit.
The carne asada is only $7.99 a pound, bro.
In my head, I'm all like, how much money do these motherfuckers have? That they didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they find out? It was like money missing?
Probably.
Or
fucking 6 months later, yeah.
Had to be.
That's a lot of fucking money, though.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't
that's
know.
That's a lot 14, of paper trail.
14
that's
grand
a lot of
a
paper
month.
Trail. And maybe to them, it's not a lot. But to us, yeah. It's a lot. Because they have like fucking 12 supermarkets.
I can't believe it took them that long to figure it out. Like, because right away, if you see that much money coming out of your payroll account, you're going to be like, where the fuck is that money going? Then after that, it's going to take you 2 seconds to figure out where it's going.
That shit was fucking crazy, though, dog. He didn't say anything, bro. I wouldn't say anything either.
Yeah, just you know? Take it while you can. I might have put it in, like, if you were smart. But, I mean, like, nobody does this. They just want to go spend it.
They're excited
and shit. But if you were smart, you'd put it in, like, a fucking account.
Not even. Cash your check every fucking month.
Yeah.
Cash that check and then hide it.
No.
Because if you get it
in
your account, they're
going to
fucking.
That's something I was going to say. I was going to say I put it in account that accumulates interest. Because at one point you're going to get caught. It's inevitable. You're going to get caught and you'll have to give all the money back. And when you give all the money back, you're just going to have some money. You're going to keep the interest.
That's not a bad idea.
Right.
You're going to keep the interest. And then I bet you when they want the money back, you won't even have to give it all back. Like you say, you probably didn't.
No, I don't think that motherfucker paid anything, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe he made me fucking paid once and that's it.
It's
he's
their
the type
error.
Of dude. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he still had to go to court, but it's one of those where you have to pay it off, but I don't know what happens. I don't know if they tell you if you don't pay it off, they're gonna arrest you or it turns into a felony after or whatever. But that he looked like the type of guy that he wouldn't pay it off.
Nah, you know they should have let him keep it and then just fired the fucking human resources department. That
oh, they should probably have fired anyway.
It's not his fault.
What it's kind of his fault, bro.
Well, no, but seriously, like if you give somebody, it is, but like really,
it's his fault too, bro.
It is,
you know.
Can you imagine what his face was like when he first got that first check?
Oh, dude.
$3,000? All right.
And then the second check.
And then the whole month, bro. And then another month. Like, God,
because one
man.
Check, I probably would be like, I ain't saying shit.
Right.
Two checks, I might be like, fuck, they fucked up twice. You know, third check, I'm like, I got to say something.
No, bro, I think it's the opposite.
Really?
I think one check, maybe. Second check, let's see if it happens again.
Yeah,
third
check,
hey, fuck it. Something happened.
Shit.
I'm not going to say shit, dude. Right?
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your fuck up, not mine. You gave me money, and I'm just going
to
take
it. Like, here's like where he might have found a loophole to where he didn't have to pay any or some of it back, is that he did pay taxes on all of it. Because they're taxing his check.
Yeah.
So he paid taxes on it. So... For them to go
at the end of
the
year
back,
when he gets the
he would have had to give him money back for like taxes that he shouldn't have paid them any taxes.
Yeah, but I think if you're not reporting that, you're not reporting your taxes.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't he
no,
report
what,
that?
Was it was
he
was
wasn't
getting
paid cash?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think if a motherfucker is not reporting it to the store that he's getting that
it doesn't
an error,
matter.
He's not gonna be, he's that motherfucker's not doing his taxes every year.
Oh, you think he just wasn't doing his taxes?
Yeah.
Well, no.
If you're not doing that, you're not doing your taxes.
No, but like the suit.
Get a W-2.
Hey, getting a W-2 doesn't mean you have to do your taxes.
No, you don't have to do it. But the thing is, they're still taking taxes out with your name on it saying you owe this.
So he did pay the taxes.
So technically, even though he wasn't doing his taxes,
right.
When he received that check, taxes were taken out.
It might have been a whole IRS
headache. And at the end of the year, say if he did give that money back, at the end of the year, he's still going to owe the taxes from that.
Right.
So I mean, maybe he didn't file his taxes, but he's getting a W-2. And if it's a little amount of money, you can probably get away with not filing your taxes and no one catches you. But when it's a lot of money and there's a W-2 out there with your name on it, they're coming after you. They'll audit you.
Right.
You know, why didn't you file your taxes? You made this much. Where'd the money go? If I was him, bro, I would have, after they figured out, I would have just moved to fucking Mexico or something.
That shit was That's crazy, bro.
Change
crazy,
my name. Man. You know, identity theft somebody. I don't know. It's fucked up. That's fucking fucked up. That shit doesn't go on over there in Brea.
No, it doesn't.
That's why you
bro.
Moved over there away from all the riffraff.
Dude, that was the craziest thing ever, bro. I'm like, God damn, dog. $90 an hour, bro.
$90
an
hour.
I still can't believe that shit, dog.
Yeah. Dude, sometimes I love when I do shows and I think about like how much I got paid. And I'm just like, I just made $200 an hour.
Right?
Right? Isn't that the best? Now, if I can only do this for 40 hours.
Yeah.
Right. Or even just fucking, I don't know, like 15 hours a week, 18 hours a week, I would do it.
So great.
How long have you been doing comedy now, fool?
Almost 10 years. Nine and a half years.
Damn, dude.
9.5 years. Yeah.
It's been a while, huh?
I started when I was 20. About 20 and a half. That's why I say I worked retail from 18 to 20 and a half. Uh-huh. I worked at Aldo's Shoes, my last retail job.
Oh, shit.
They fired me. I went on unemployment and I went like, you know what? I always wanted to be a comedian. So while I'm on unemployment, I'm not going to go look for another job. I'm going to take my unemployment. I'm going to go to open mics. And that's exactly what I did. And that's when I met Kevin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I just stayed a comic.
And that's when you were working at the Haha?
Then I started working at the Haha. So I first did an open mic that was at the Haha. Was probably my third time on stage. My first time on stage was at the open mic at the Improv. Third time on stage was at the Haha open mic. I met Kevin there that day. And then I started going to Haha, you know, for open mics all the time. Cause I was
fucking $5 every Tuesday.
Yeah. But you know what, bro? The Improv, I probably would do it differently. I probably would have stuck with the Improv just consistently there all the time.
Right.
But, the Haha, I was just like, I'm guaranteed to get up. I would go down to the Improv every fucking Tuesday and sit there in that line. And then like, your name may not get picked. And I eventually got annoyed with it. And then also one time I had a really bad set at the open mic at the Improv, which is only 3 minutes. And then the next day I went to the Haha. I had a great set. And then I'm like, well, this is my spot. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just felt good. So do you need to grab your phone?
Yeah, hold on. It's my mom, bro. She's been calling 3 times.
She called you 3 times?
Don't pause it, bro. ¿Qué pasó, man?
Don't pause it, bro.
¿Qué pasó? Hello? Yeah. Hello? Hello? My mom's old, bro.
Dude, my parents just got
fucking butt dialing me, bro.
Maybe that's what it is.
Prank dialing.
My parents just got smartphones for the first time like a month ago. Really?
Yeah, she doesn't even know what the fuck.
What was she on this whole time?
She was a flip phone with Nextel with
T-Mobile.
No, Nokia? She was T-Mobile. Fucking
Boost.
Metro PCS.
Oh, yeah. Obama phone?
Obama phone. And my brother got her a smartphone with T-Mobile.
What is it?
Her phone?
A smartphone, yeah.
It kind of looks like an iPhone, bro.
But it's not an iPhone? No. It's not an Android?
It is.
Oh, it's an Android. I don't
know what type of phone it is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
She has a fucking Facebook now.
That's always a trip when your parents start getting on there. I remember when like Facebook started.
My mom's 75, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's fucking 75. The craziest part, bro, is that I saw this request, and it was my mom's name. Like, it can't be my fucking mom. My mom has a fucking flip phone. I still didn't know she had a new phone. And then I look, I go, fuck, she has my fucking aunt as friends. It's her birthday. It has to be my mom. She had 2 black dudes, bro, as friends.
Really?
And I was, who the fuck are these dudes? And my mom goes, I asked my mom, I go, Ma, in Spanish, because my mom doesn't know English. I'm like, how do you know these people? And they're all like, oh, I don't know. Like, something popped up. And it just said if I wanted to be friends with them. And I just put yes to everybody.
She's putting yes to everybody.
Yeah. So nothing but Mexicans and 2 black dudes, bro.
That's so funny.
Yeah, bro.
Which means that they sent her a request.
Yeah, they sent her a request. Or my mom probably sent something.
Or maybe they Facebook suggested.
Yeah, because that's what it is. Who you may know or something.
Yeah, man, Facebook just fucking recommends random people that I have zero association with. I'm almost done with Facebook. I just keep it for like once a week. I post something. I think that like I'm like afraid to let it go because of like comedy reasons. You know, I have all the people in there, but I'm like, it's gonna be the new MySpace pretty soon. I think.
You think so?
Yeah. Right now, especially look at it. Right now, it's not even a social media.
Did you
anymore.
See what happened this morning?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was they accidentally released a new option on Facebook that was like when you see things on your Facebook feed, you it asks you, does this have hate speech in it? And then you can click yes or no. So it's almost like rating something, like liking something or not something. You can say, you could say, hey guys, beautiful morning. And then I could see that. I'm like, you know what? That's hate speech. And then you'll get flagged.
Wow.
It was something like that. And they accidentally released that this morning. And then it got, quickly got, a bunch of people were screenshotting it. And they quickly took it off.
Whenever I see shit like that, accidental, I never believe it.
Yeah.
I always think it's on purpose. For like movies, like, oh, they accidentally leaked a fucking, like that shit's on purpose. It's
I think they're going to let that, they're going to release that later.
No, they are.
For this?
It just wasn't
for
ready.
For this though?
Yeah. It wasn't ready.
For this though, here's what I bet you they were doing. I bet you they were going like, do you think people are going to hate this or love it? And they go, let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh,
they
no,
go,
yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
It accidentally came out, so they wanted to see what people were
because
think.
How because of how quickly they took it back down. Because there's no way if they did accidentally do so, it would have to generate a lot of.
It would have took fucking 6 months, like that paycheck.
$90 an hour.
I don't even think that I don't even consider Facebook a social media anymore. It's a free. Yeah, it's free. Everybody can mingle on there, but it's more like free advertising space. Mm-hmm. For you to see advertising, but it's not free to advertise. It's free to advertise if you go. I'm at the Improv tonight. But if you want to do a Facebook promote, you can pay money and have it go out, you know, all over the place. That's really what it's for. You know, you walk into a Barnes & Noble, you walk out of a Barnes & Noble, your Facebook goes like, hey, do you want a coupon for Barnes & Noble? You know what I mean? That's what it is, dude. It's a fucking, they're tracking you. It's a fucking, you know what I mean? It's just,
I think
it's a source of marketing.
But I think
that
they could track you with or without Facebook.
I think it's gotten too big to turn into the next MySpace. It got huge. I mean, like, the UK is now trying to summons Mark Zuckerberg over there to answer questions. Like, because he just got screwed over here for mining everybody's data.
Right.
And now the
Which,
UK.
Which
you
had to assume they were doing this whole fucking time.
Well, yeah.
Just assume that
nobody
everyone's
read.
Doing that.
Everybody clicked agree, and they didn't read the fucking 50,000 pages of shit. Of course it was there.
Yeah.
Bro, my mom can't even read Spanish, bro. She doesn't know how to read English. She fucking has a fucking.
Wasn't that? It was just. Isn't it because they lost the data? Like it got breached. Like the
is
data.
Is that what this is about?
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was because they mined everybody's data, and then you also agreed that they could share it with other companies.
Yeah.
But then it got breached. And all that, they didn't control where your data was going. And so, like, all these sketchy people, anybody can just – they all had access to the who you fucking called on your phone. They have all that fucking shit.
Yeah.
All of it. It's fucked up. It's crazy. You ever think – it's so weird because, like, we'll have a conversation about fucking – oh, hey, man, I need a new baseball glove. And then an hour later, you're scrolling through your Facebook feed. You see an advertisement for it. And that's because we talked about it. But have you noticed? Have you ever just started thinking about shit?
I am noticing
and
that.
And then
right now.
It's fucking there.
I am totally.
It's not even
totally
something
that
you're just
that.
Talking about and your phone is listening.
Like,
I'm
literally.
You didn't type it. You just literally thought about, you know what, man? I used to eat combos from the gas station like 20 years. I wonder what happened to pizzeria combos. And you're just saying that in your head. All of a sudden you just open up Facebook and there's a fucking advertisement for combos. You know what I mean? It's like fucked up.
And that's a random thing. I don't even think I've ever heard
thing.
Of combos.
You've never heard of combos?
No.
It's like a little fucking bag of chips type of thing. They're like it's like a rolled up pretzel and then there's like
I never even heard of those.
I think there's three different
There's a bunch of there's like nacho cheese, there's pizzeria you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Fuck, dude. So what do you explain for that? Like in theory how are they possibly doing that?
I don't know.
Maybe before he said combos and doesn't realize it. I don't know, bro.
There's got to be some type of
algorithm.
There's got to be something
that
like
based
that.
Off of everything on all your social media platforms, they're kind of putting the two and two together.
Yes.
But why the same exact time that he thought it, though?
I know. Well, not the same exact time. It would be like within at some point that day. You'll think of something that is so random. Something so random that you would never think of that on a regular basis. And then within 24 hours of you thinking that, it appears in your fucking newsfeed.
My friend was telling me about this dude. I think his name was something Sawyer. He wants to impeach Donald Trump.
Okay.
And he was telling me this fucking story that he there's an email. He emailed him and emails you back. And he wants to start this petition or whatever to to impeach fucking Donald Trump. And he was asking me, have you ever heard of that dude? Like, I never heard of him in my life. And the next day, bro, that motherfucker popped up on my fucking Facebook, started doing this. Like, what the
and
fuck?
And you just said that to someone?
Yeah. That my friend was telling me about this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's explainable. You were physically talking about it, and your phones are listening.
Yeah.
Well, your phones also, are listening. It was in the public eye, and he just heard about it before you.
Yeah.
And so you were inevitably going to hear about it.
And I got an email from that dude.
What?
Explain that, yeah.
Wait.
From which dude? Your friend? Or
no, from the Sawyer guy. My friend fucking wrote to that dude. He subscribed or whatever. And for some reason, I don't know if he gave him my email. But now that motherfucker's writing me emails, dog.
Wow. I get some freaking creepy emails, man, where I'm just like, I've never even once looked into this.
I just don't even look at my emails anymore.
Really?
I have like 40 million emails I have to go through.
I have two email addresses, bro. I try to keep track of both of them. Well, actually, no. I got like three or four if you include like work ones.
It was crazy, dog.
It's so funny. That's nuts. You know what? Let's talk about a specific product right now, like something random, and then in the next 24 hours.
Email me, dog.
Let me see.
In the next 24 hours, if that comes up in any of our news feeds, screenshot it and fucking send it to me.
Tom Steyer. He emailed you a lot over the last 3 months.
And it's that motherfucker that wants Donald Trump impeached.
So what's like a random product we could talk about?
Or better yet, let's think it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some nice...
How about... How about...
Sorry, bro. Avengers!
No, that's too obvious.
Public right now.
What it's about those... Anyway. You know those little tools that old people use that help you slip your socks on?
Bro, if any of us stay up late at night, we're going to see that.
Yeah.
That's funny, dog.
But and you know what I'm talking about? Think about a random product like that. Like, oh, I need that new... I was thinking about, you know, or those little fitters. You know that people used to put those things inside their shoes so your shoes wouldn't, like, shrink in size? Like those size things.
How about this?
I need to get one of those. I'm saying that towards my phone to see if it fucking...
How about this?
If that shows up on my newsfeed, if you get a screenshot at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning from me, I'm like, I found one.
I'm going to say this one because I got to... You know how like you travel a lot,
right? Right.
So you know how like they always pop up with deals,
yeah,
on your airplane, air miles, all that shit like that. So I gotta fly to Washington soon, okay, Washington State. So I haven't researched tickets at all online. Haven't even told anybody, but I know I gotta book that ticket soon. Let's talk about. So right now I'm talking about I need a ticket to Washington. Let's see if it comes in my feed soon, like rates. Hotels in Washington and shit like that.
Or maybe they listen so much that they're not going to put that because we're saying let's
That's do it. True. They listen so much that they we're on to something, so they're not going to do it.
I remember one.
So now that you heard us just say that, now you got to do it.
because you know, stores actually, they do that. They do mine your data and then they give you the stuff to do that. I remember one time, though, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, out of nowhere, I just started seeing advertisements for fucking
Target.
Oh no, it was Target, but it was fucking what's it called? Birth detection. What is it when you find out pregnancy tests?
Oh yeah.
And I started getting fucking like advertisements for that. I'm like, why is this giving me pregnancy tests?
That was just your chick, dude, giving you fucking signs.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
But how does the like thinking thing work?
I don't know.
Because I've been I've heard a lot.
It's so weird because you know how you're saying with that that Facebook released that post and it was like do you find this hate speech and right. they're just testing it and then eventually it's gonna come out. So I guarantee. I thought I heard something about that they're actually able to detect thought.
Wow.
Technology to actually, and I also read that they're also implanting memories inside mice now. They're able to do shit like that, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's like eventually, like they're actually working on something. And you're always gonna start hearing about something in that type of fucking realm of.
So when we're holding our cell phone up to our head, are they somehow putting some kind of technology in our brain where they can read our mind?
Maybe when you put the earbuds on, bro.
Probably. I mean, well, the thing is, how popular have cell phones? Like cell phones, the first cell phones, they were here there in the 80s, but it being regular that everybody had a cell phone, how long has that been?
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. So
if that. Let's just say mid-2000s.
We have no idea what the fuck all this shit is going around with all the Wi-Fi fucking signals going into your phone. Like, you seen the pictures of the girls that always fucking keep their phones in their fucking titty bras?
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they end up getting cancer in the exact shape of their fucking phone? Like, there's shit going on. They're able to at least detect. I mean, because it's electric fucking signals that we send in our fucking brain synapses. Like, that's like, that can be detected.
I keep my cell phone in my back pocket because I'm like really cautious about like putting it in my front next to my balls or something. I'm like worried I'm gonna get like ball cancer or some shit.
It's like fucking
I'm
crazy.
Not even joking. Like, I got into the habit of putting my phone in my back pocket.
And not just that, it's just like Wi-Fi being like just the fact that there's fucking Wi-Fi everywhere.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's all fucking out there. I mean, right. Bro, I mean, like, you know the new iPhones that have the wireless?
Yeah.
Do you ever like touch it when it's wireless charging?
No.
You get like a shock. If it's sitting, like, do you have a wireless charger phone?
No. I need to get one though, because I heard those are badass.
It is badass. It's so
convenient. Just like a little plate that you just put your phone on, right?
It's the 8. So Apple doesn't even make the charger for it yet.
I have the 10, and they said it's compatible. Yeah. I just don't have it with it. I still charge up my phone. I don't have
that. Because Apple doesn't actually make the plate.
It didn't come with it.
No, but you can go buy one made by another company. Your phone will do it. The X does it. I have it in my car. My new car is built in with it. Like, if I get my car, I just put it down, just automatically charges it. So,
for an iPhone?
Yeah. The iPhone 8 and the X have it.
Oh, I have a 7.
So, yeah, that's the, yeah, the next year.
So, how fast does it charge?
Just like charging it.
Mm.
Maybe a little slower, but not by much. But the thing is, though, is that, like, the phone gets really hot. And if you go to like hit the home button while it's still laid down on the thing, you get like a little shock. You know, like when you ever touch something, you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You get like that kind of shock. It's weird.
Wow.
I mean, there's electricity running through like there,
of course,
like, where
yeah.
you touch.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, dude.
It's fucked up.
What's fucking next, bro? Because even the virtual reality games, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, did you do the Void in Glendale?
No, but I have my VR and my PlayStation 4.
Oh,
fucking the best,
dude! You know what you gotta try? You gotta try the Vive. I mean, cause I've tried them all,
right?
And actually, my neighbor is he works in VR and he has the top of the line stuff, like the actual Vive. Cause I've played the PS VR, and that's okay only because I've tried the other stuff.
Right.
And it has a much wider field of vision and much more detail and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's just fucking crazy. You're going to get to the point where...
You should do that shit in Glendale, Alfred. Aren't you a Star Wars fan?
I am, but not a big Star Wars
fan.
Well, if
you
like the VR, dude, you go to the...
Where's it at?
It's at the Glendale Galleria. Go. It's called this company called The Void.
I haven't done it yet.
What they do is it's set up like a warehouse, like a maze, and they do it in groups of 4. So you and like 3 of your buddies can go in there, and you have the goggles on. And when you have you're on like a mission for the rebels in Star Wars. And so when you put the goggles on, you're dressed up as a stormtrooper and your friends are dressed up like a stormtrooper, and you're running around this entire place with like laser guns, and you have vests on where you can feel every single laser gun and stuff like that, and you're fighting all these bad guys and stuff. Dude, it
awesome,
is
go to YouTube at least. You can
dude,
actually see
they,
what it's like
they,
when you're in there. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's fucking nuts because it feels so immersive. Because, like, say, for instance, like, you have to walk over this bridge over this big lava pit. You know what I mean? You get that vertigo feeling.
Wow.
And you can feel the heat of the lava, and you can smell ash. Like, they met. It's, like, crazy.
So what about if you don't have 4 friends?
You can – you. Oh, it doesn't have
– That's my
and
problem.
No, you can
right
go with,
bro.
Like, just 2, but you can't go by yourself. Otherwise, like, somebody who's working there has to do it with you. The simulation won't happen if it's just 1 person.
Okay.
So, like, at least 2 people have to be in there.
But it's, like, pretty busy all the time, right? So there's always people.
A little bit. I mean,
with.
It's usually – you're able to
– And it's inside the Galleria?
It's inside the Galleria. It's called The Void. It's $30 and it's about 20 minutes long.
Fuck, wow, worth it.
And it's fucking, it's so rad. And they also have, it's not as cool as that, but there's the IMAX VR in downtown.
Mm.
And that's more of like set up for like the Vive, which is like you only have a certain amount of space to move around
right,
in.
Right, right.
But with the, like you like a certain amount of square footage, maybe the size of your fucking bathroom. That's all you need. And then like, you run out of space to be in the environment. You just move. You use your controller to move to a different part. But in the void, you're actually walking throughout the whole thing, and it's mapped out in the game like how it is in front of you. So like you can't bump into walls. Mm. You're not gonna bump into your. It's just, dude. It's fucking insane.
Sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, it's so much. It, I get motion so sickness pretty fun. Bad.
I have a feeling. That I love.
Like it's so immersive.
It.
It's so much fun. It's just like the closest you'll ever get to being in the Star Wars universe. Movie. And that's what I think is going to be the future of that stuff with the VR. Is like it's not just going to be games. They're also going to develop movies for that. So you're going to be the lead star of a movie. Wow. And you get to do that shit with VR. And it's going to be fucking nuts. The shit that they're doing there is crazy. Like the PSVR is pretty cool, but the other stuff is like it's so much more down the line than what the PSVR is doing, and it's just fucking nuts, dude.
Damn, bro.
There's no end to this technology.
No, there isn't, bro.
Have you guys noticed? Does fucking creditors ever call you?
All the time.
Yeah, I get calls from creditors all the time.
I get calls from Russia. Get calls fucking from everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Have you noticed that? They only call when you're on your phone?
No.
They call not only, okay, I'll take it back. Not only, but more often for me. Because I feel like in the early in the morning, like it doesn't go off.
Do you talk on the phone a lot? I'm more of a texter.
Yeah.
So no, I usually get the calls.
So I get like all those 866, 888 numbers calling me. And like in the morning, it won't ring at all until I actually touch my phone for the first time. And like open Twitter or Instagram, all of a sudden it just fucking calls. Like I feel like there's some kind of technology they can tell
you're using your phone.
And then when you answer it, it's not a live person. No. Whenever it rings on its own, the phone's just sitting there. You answer it, it's a live person. It's like, excuse me, you know what I mean?
It doesn't even have to have the new. It's just the data that's been mined.
No, but when you're fucking texting or whatever, you're looking on Instagram, you open up Instagram or a program for the first time of the day, all of a sudden you get that call. When you answer that one, there's no one there. It's just like, if you're this person, press one. It's an automated system. I feel like there's an automated system that just knows when you're on your phone.
Well, it is, because that's what the data mining is doing. Not only does it know who, it tells you how what time of day you're most active on your phone.
Wow.
And then that's when it will start to do that stuff to you.
Those fucking assholes.
That's fucking crazy, dog.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
But anyway, machines are going to take over. They're going to take over, bro.
How's what were we gonna say?
Bro? They already took over. How's comedy going for you?
Comedy's going good, bro. Comedy's
fucking what? 42 weeks out of the year.
Comedy's doing good. We were just where were we at, bro? We were in where was I at last week? Last week I was in damn, bro. I was in New Jersey. No, I was in I fucking forgot where I was at last week.
You travel a lot, bro. Yeah, you go out of the country.
Did it ever get, like, tolling on you?
I'm going to look where I was at.
Away weeks at a time. It's not like a weekend.
No.
It's the week. And doesn't Gabe have the – he's got the tour bus, right?
Yeah, the tour bus.
But you only use it, obviously, when they're close.
We were in Oklahoma last week. We were at the Wings Event Center Casino.
Wow. You can't even keep track of that shit, huh?
No, I forget. I fucking forget, bro. And it just – it's like I had a second life, bro. You know, and it's funny, bro, because I go to Trader Joe's a lot now. And Trader Joe, they're fucking friendly as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they always ask you, oh, how's it going? What are you doing this weekend? Whatever. They always want to fucking talk to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to tell this dude what I'm doing and what I'm going to do. And I tell him, dude, I'm about to go to, I'm taking a private jet to New Orleans, bro. I have two shows. And the tour bus is going to be waiting for us, and we're going to fucking go to WrestleMania.
Nice.
And then I'm going to fly back, bro. And that motherfucker just looks at me like, shut the fuck.
You ask.
And then again, bro, I see him like 2 weeks later. Hey, what's up, man? What are you doing this week? And I fucking tell him. And I tell him the truth.
Yeah.
I fucking tell this motherfucker the truth. It may sound like it's not the truth. Or it may sound like I'm fucking bragging, but hey, you asked me, I'm gonna fucking tell you.
And then you're like, hey, wait a minute, that broccoli was on sale.
I remember the last time it was fucking. We went to the Laker game, and when we performed at the Staples Center, so they gave Gabriel courtside fucking tickets.
Nice.
So we went, and I went that day, and then he was like, "Oh, what are you doing today, bro?" Dude, I got courtside tickets at the fucking Laker game, bro, because I'm gonna perform at the Staples Center on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Hell yeah.
That's fucking cool, man. Yeah.
You know?
That's fucking so.
That's fucking crazy, dog. And this motherfucker always looks at me like, shut the fuck up. He never says anything, but he gives me that fucking look. He gives me that fucking look. Like, all right.
Beats the police academy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And this is the only time where I could tell fucking someone that.
Feels good. You should hit up your ex-girlfriend who had the restraining order. Right? Hey, thanks for kicking me out of the academy.
And it feels good, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's asking me.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's good things in your life that you always want to kind of talk about, but, like, you can't because it's, like, fucking bragging.
Yeah.
Or you sound like an asshole.
Right, right.
So, like, he asked.
He asked.
And they're always trying to say, oh, what's going on? Yeah. When I go to the bank I go to Trader Joe's a lot, too. Yeah, everybody's, like, all super friendly, and they want to. I don't like talking to people.
Right.
Like, I mean, that sounds horrible, but, like, I really don't. Like, I love saying hi to people. Like, you walk by me, I go say hi. Like, I'm friendly as fuck, but, like, I don't want to get in a conversation. I don't know you. But they're always like trying to fucking be like, oh, any plans this weekend? I'm like, bro, fucking just deposit the money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I do have plans. Like, that's.
And I fucking tell this dude everything, bro. Like, when we went to Europe, I told him we went to Europe. We went to the Middle East. I fucking told him everything, bro. And he never says nothing. He just looks at me, dog. And the next week or the following day, he sees me. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say, hey, how was the Laker game, fool? Or how was fucking Europe? Or how was that? He doesn't ask me. He just asks me again. Oh, he's like a fucking robot.
You should fuck with him and just say nothing.
Nothing. I got nothing for you this week,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, 1 week's like nothing.
Or on. Occasionally throwing some like weird, crazy shit. Like really weird.
Dude, that is weird shit.
No, I'm talking about
fucking crazy
shit.
I'm pretty sure he's never heard that shit at that fucking store, dog.
Hey, I'm traveling into another dimension next week.
Right.
And I'm going like that. And then you show him pictures of all the other shit that you did. And be like, you got to believe him that he went to another dimension.
Or just go on with the fucking the VR goggles, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's Trader Joe's. It's not Whole Foods.
All right.
Whole Foods will be like, so I have a jet.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. So it's fucking. I love telling that dude or anybody at Trader Joe's what I fucking do, dog.
Anybody at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, and they fucking ask me, all right, you fucking ass motherfuckers. But it feels good, dude. Comedy's going good. I'm fucking. I'm doing a special soon. I just don't know where and when, but it's coming. That's where I'm at right now, bro.
Did you do one already, or is it just a CD?
I did the CD.
It's going to be different material, or like
no,
some
you know what?
Saying some different.
Maybe 15 minutes. Would be. The cool thing is that the CD is that I don't burn that material.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Was it on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't burn
did
that
you sell
fucking,
it after shows?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't own that material. Mm-hmm. I did it with Uproar, so they own their fucking. I own the material. I just don't own the CD.
Right.
So if I burn the CDs, I'll get caught.
Uproar was like giving everybody those CD deals for a while.
Yeah.
They're not really doing that anymore, right?
They are.
Yeah.
They are. I forgot who was doing another one now. And I was surprised. Like, fuck, they're doing another one.
Don't they give you like a flat rate?
$1,000.
$1,000 and they give you the place to film it. Yeah. And then that's it.
That's it.
You don't get any of those iTunes sales.
No.
Damn.
But what you do get is you get all that money from Sound Exchange. Because they put that CD.
Oh, when you get the plays?
XM, yeah.
And it goes on XM. I've heard you on XM a couple of times.
So I get all the downplay from them.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of times where I get fucking quarterly checks. Like,
I've sent you pictures, huh, when I'm listening to XM. I go, oh, it's fucking Alfred Robles on there.
And I'll get like a $600. You know what's playing me a lot? It's Kevin Hart's station.
Oh,
I just got a check from them like a month ago. It was like fucking $800. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah,
you know?
Nice.
And I never see fucking the Uproar check.
Oh,
I get
then,
statements, but I don't see the check.
Gabriel had his show on Raw Dog for a while.
Yeah.
And you would be on there with him, like either you or Martin.
Yeah. Yeah. It was for a year.
It was just for the 1 year, so you guys don't do it anymore.
No, he didn't want to do it anymore.
And they were just playing tracks from his Comedy Central show, right? That's all it is. So like I heard like Steve Simone on there, Nagera on there.
So
you guys in studio just kind of talking, and then you would describe like, you know, like how the taping went that day, and then play the track.
And we would record like three or four a week.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's all it's fucking.
That was time consuming, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially for him.
Where's the XM studio? Yeah.
It was at his pad.
You guys recorded that at his house?
His own studio, dog.
Oh, geez. And then he just would send it to them?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, then why does he keep doing it? Yeah.
Well, bro, Gabe was a busy dude, dog.
I know. Yeah, 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 I know he is. Oh, man. I forgot what else I was going to ask you. Oh, so why did you kind of move to Brea to get away from the whole comedy scene for when you're home, you could just be home?
No, I got away from Brea because of my...
I mean, go to Brea, yeah.
Because my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The stalker one or no?
No, 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 no. After she was living in Brea and we hooked up and she was going to school at that time and she wanted to be closer to school and her fucking and her job.
Okay.
And we moved in together. We got a place together.
So that's why you moved to Brea.
That's why I moved to Brea.
But now you guys broke up.
Yeah.
But you stayed.
I'm never going to leave, bro. I'm never going to go back to LA.
Is it the same spot?
Same spot.
You don't like miss the fact that you can just drive to a quick comedy club real quick and do.
Well, I had the Brea Improv 5 minutes away.
Yeah,
but the thing is that I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really fuck with me, and I don't mind driving to the haha once in a while.
You're home 10 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, so I mean, my mom still lives in LA, so I'll go visit her and I'll do other shit, dude. Yeah,
and you get spots at the haha.
How long is that drive?
With no traffic, bro, 45 minutes.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
With traffic, 4 hours.
Yeah, with traffic is fuck a while, but nah, it's not that bad, bro. It's closer than what people think.
Do you go up at Brea when you're home a lot or not really? Because like they book their headliners and then they book their features, so like they don't really do like guest spots.
No, but I could call and they'll throw me up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. They'll throw me up, dog.
Brea's cool.
I love Brea. Then like they're doing. They're gonna open that new club pretty soon.
That's right. Brea's moving around the corner.
Yeah,
I heard it's gonna be as big as like Irvine.
Yeah, yeah, like
really nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Brea's old.
It's real old, bro. It's crazy because the
Tower. Ontario's old.
The Tower Records was across the street. The one I used to work at.
Isn't that where it's gonna be?
No, it's where the Old Navy used to be, where I used to work as well.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I worked at fucking Old Navy, and across the street was the Tower Records that I used to work at, and then I worked at the Improv, bro.
Well, you're going to work there again, dude.
Yeah. So all those fucking three spots I worked at, dog.
I can't wait till that opens. It's going to be exciting. I was just there. Trying to remember. Maybe it was... Oh, I think it was like January, the end of January. I was just in... I did the week in Brea Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, you were there with Uncle Joy?
No. Adam Ferrara.
Who's that?
You know Adam Ferrara. If I showed you his picture, you know who he was. Remember when he was on?
Yeah. He was on...
on the History Channel, he had that car show, the Top Gear.
Top Gear. He was on Rescue Me, too.
He's like Kevin James's boy. So he was a mall cop.
Oh, okay.
But like if you Google him, bro, you'll go back and you'll see that he's on like he's been on like sitcoms and an actor and a stand up since like the '90s. He had like a Comedy Central special like in the early millennium.
Wow.
Italian guy. Really nice, really, really nice dude. We had him on the podcast and then I met him. He didn't book me to feature for him. The Improv booked me to feature. I met him that weekend. And then he did the podcast and he came and did our live podcast too and did like fucking performance and shit, so that's pretty cool.
That's cool, brother.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude. But yeah, I did that whole weekend with him, which is nice. If you're a feature and the Improv books me, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll do that Wednesday through Sunday or that Thursday through Sunday, because like as much as I love working with Joey and it's such great weekends, Joey's like my, like I wish if I could be a feature for Joey for the rest of my life, I'll do that. It's just so fucking so fun and you can make a living, you know, if it was consistent.
Right, of course.
But I would fucking do that, no questions asked. But Joey doesn't do Sunday. And if he doesn't have to, he won't do Wednesday. Mm. You know what I mean? Or sometimes not even Thursday. But like typically it's Thursday through Saturday. That's it. Like he will not work Sunday. Which I like too. Because I get to come
home.
It's
the Lord's Day, cocksucker.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. I land on Sunday morning back in Burbank. And I'm just like, I get the whole Sunday still to myself to chill, you know? But when like the Improv books me, it's like, yeah, you're fucking here Wednesday through Sunday. I'm like, that's going to be a nice check, though. You know? Especially if you're featuring, bro. It's $100 a show.
Mm.
And that's fucking how many shows? Wednesday, Thursday, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, Sunday, 7 shows.
There you
that's
go.
$700 for one weekend or 1 week. But yeah.
That's fucking good, dog. The last time I featured for someone, I featured for Gary Owen.
Who?
Gary Oldman?
Gary Owen?
Oh, I think they said Gary Oldman.
No,
the Gary actor.
Gary Owen, the white dude. It's Kevin Hart's boy.
Oh, I don't know.
He's been doing comedy for a long time. If you see a picture of him, you'll be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I featured for him in, at the Addison Improv.
Yeah. So what do you consider right now with Gabriel that's not featuring?
Well, I'm the host because it's only...
There's only the two of you, though. Yeah, so you're the feature and the MC.
I'm the fucking feature, the host.
So what do you call that, the opener?
Everything. Yes, right.
This guy, right?
Yeah, that dude.
Let me see. Idea who he is.
Yeah, he's pretty big, pretty popular. Yeah, so I do it all with that fool, bro.
Wow. Yeah, I've done that a few times. That's the best too. When I'm with Joey and it's just a two man show.
Do you get paid for the feature and the host?
Because
I know some clubs that will do that.
Well, here's the thing: the only time I've ever done that, it hasn't been in a club. It's always been like a one nighter or like a big event, like a theater or like some kind of a venue, you know. But comedy clubs, I haven't been able to do that yet, where it's just me and Joey. I think we did it like one time. And he paid me out of his own pocket, you know?
Okay.
So I don't even know. But yeah, isn't that the best, dude? Yeah. Like, fucking, I do 30, you do an hour, and we're fucking out of here.
Because I worked with, a while back too, I worked with Rick Gutierrez.
I know Rick Gutierrez.
And he had me to feature for him, and it was only, I was a host and the feature. So the improv was all like, so you get both paid. You get the host pay and the feature pay.
Fuck yeah.
I was like, all right. That's kind of cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I've had a conversation with someone recently where they wanted me to headline. They booked me to like just do a guest spot or something like that. And they were like, oh, I'll give you gas money. I was like, sure, okay. And I went down there and they were just like, oh, the headliner didn't show. Like, you want to headline? You want to do like 45? And I was like, are you going to pay me? They're like, no. He's like, oh no, bro. Like, I just booked you for a guest spot. I'm like, now you want me to go up and be the headliner? Like, no, you're not the headliner. Can you just like do time until the fucking headliner gets here? But he's not coming. You know what I mean? Like that type of deal. I was just like, yeah, but he's not coming, so I'm gonna be the last guy.
Yeah, I'm doing
40.
Right.
So you just keep all the money because the headliner didn't show up?
You should.
I should have gotten paid.
Yeah, you should have got paid.
I did not do it. I'm like, bro, I'll do my guest spot and leave then. Right?
There was one time where I got booked at the Ice House on Latino night. And the promoter / guy who ran it was all like, you have a guest spot. Okay? I get there and I was hosting. And fucking, I didn't get paid. And I was like, I sent him a message. Hey, I was hosting.
Yeah.
I told him it was a guest spot. Yeah, I didn't fucking guest spot. I fucking hosted.
Yeah.
And I didn't get paid.
Yeah, emceeing, you should get paid something.
You should.
The MC should get paid something.
You should, because you have to stick around.
Unless you had, like, you're like, bro, put me up, and he's like, okay, you can host.
Yeah.
Then you would have been like, okay, like, and you know you're not getting paid. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And if you do a guest spot, you don't have to wait for everybody.
Yeah.
You go up, and you can fucking bounce. When you're the host, fuck, you have to wait for everybody, bro.
Just to, like, clarify what a guest spot is, which, like, I'm pretty sure everyone can probably figure out what it is, but just to clarify how it's used... A guest spot is not anything different than the other guy's doing besides that you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
It's the polite way for the booker to say you're not getting any money.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, oh, bro, come by and do a guest spot. But there's two other comics that are also doing 10 and you're also doing 10.
Right.
They're getting paid and you're not. They're featuring. They're opening. You're doing a guest spot. I'm doing the same time as them. You're just not getting – that's a polite way of saying you're not getting paid.
And there's a lot of dudes now – that do shows at bars and at restaurants that they'll book 4 guest spots.
Yeah.
And only one dude will get paid. And that motherfucker banking all the fucking money himself. Yeah.
Which like, I can see if you're booking like 3 or 4 guest spots and then you have a headliner and you pay the headliner. And then the 3 or 4 guest spots are doing like 5 to 7 each just because you're trying to give everybody some time.
Right.
And you don't pay them. They know the deal. They get to do 5 or 7 minutes and work out and they want to do the show. At the same time, you're filling time until the headliner. That's more like respectable. But like, there's only 4 people on the whole show total, and you're calling them all guest spots.
Yeah.
And no one gets paid but you. And he's probably like the MC, probably did like 2 minutes and then hates doing cold and then gets off right away. Bro, I hate that shit. When you have an MC and they go like, I'm an MC and then I'll bring you up. Okay. He goes up there and like doesn't like the feeling of uncomfortableness. And he doesn't understand that, like, an MC has to go through that until you get the room awake. And then you bring up your first comic. They just go there and do, like, 2 minutes or not even and bring you on.
Bro, I know people that host and they have someone bring them up.
Like a cold open.
Like a whole, yeah.
Yeah, I hate cold opens.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it. I understand it. I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
I hate it. They used to do it at the Ha Ha all the time. But when I worked there, I'd be like, we don't fucking do cold opens on my time, bro. And I know what it is. It's A warm-up for the warm-up is basically what it is. It's a guest spot, someone who's not getting paid, and it's because a young comic wants an opportunity.
Right.
I understand that. But if a young comic wants an opportunity, put him after fucking Alfred on the Saturday Night Late Show. That's how you give him an opportunity. Because if he doesn't bomb, I don't even want you to be funny. If you don't bomb, I might book you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
But cold open.
But there's people that can handle the late show at the fucking haha, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Late shows are just hard in general.
Right?
Especially, I'm not going to lie, especially at the haha.
Especially when they come after you, bro.
What do you mean? Oh, when they come after
Have you told him the story?
I don't think I've told Kevin that story.
No, what happened?
Bro, so I was
two different stories.
Two different. So one day I was hosting, dog.
At the haha?
At the haha. It was a late show I was hosting, and it was a light crowd. So these two chicks, out of nowhere, they just come into the fucking to the showroom, and they're walking across to go to the restroom.
Drunk as
fuck. So, of course, they're loud. Everybody fucking sees them. So I was like, hey, where are you guys going? Or where are you guys coming from? I didn't disrespect them. I just asked them whatever.
To the ladies.
To the ladies. And behind them were their fucking boyfriends. Fucking cholos,
too
dog.
Two big ass
fucking gangsters,
like, they were not there for the haha. They were probably at, like, Skinny's across the street. At the old haha had Skinny's across the street. It was, like, a nightclub.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, the riffraff fucking went on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they had to use the restroom or whatnot. So those fuckers, what'd you fucking tell my chick? I go, fuck, I just asked where they're coming from or they have to use the restroom, bro. Yeah. Fuck, they fucking crazy.
Like those easily offended, jealous cholos, probably drunk too.
Those motherfuckers rushed the stage.
Are you serious?
There was no security guards, dog.
Did you have to fight them?
Bro.
I didn't have no security guards.
No security guards, dog. Bro.
I was a security guard.
I grabbed the fucking mic stand, bro.
Oh, man.
I grabbed the mic stand.
Yeah.
That motherfucker takes, so he took off his shirt, no?
Yes.
That fool takes
off.
Yeah,
you were there when it happened?
Yes, before he rushed the stage, he took his shirt off. All tattoos.
All tattoos.
All over his back,
dog.
Over his chest, on his fucking nipples. He had tattoos. Yeah. Insane, dude. Fucking went after Alfred.
I'm right there fucking still telling jokes, dog, like a soldier.
Yeah. Hey, and the it's so true.
I don't break character, dog.
Hey, so the haha is not like one of the improvs where it's got like a high up stage.
Yeah, yeah. It's right there. It's like
it's
half
right
a
there.
Step up. Yeah.
It's like two steps.
It's a fucking
there.
Step. It ain't a
yeah.
stage,
it's a step.
Dog.
It's a step. Yeah. You just step up. Alfred. So the guy made it to that first step. He didn't really make it on the stage because, come on, I actually have a mic stand. I've never had a mic stand when I was telling this story.
Oh, here he goes.
Making a lot of noise.
This is okay. Better than like the Unsolved Mysteries reenactment.
Doing. So Alfred now has the microphone stand.
Yeah.
You don't usually take the mic out, do
no,
you?
No.
So he has it at like a spear. The whole microphone stand is like a spear. And he's got it pointed towards the guy, keeping him off stage, like kind of pushing it at him.
Yeah.
To keep him off stage. And the guy keeps trying to come up. And Alfred's like, like he's pushing a shark off a boat with a spear. And then as he's doing it, he's still making jokes. I'm not kidding you. I'm not. This is like 1,000% true how much he was still making jokes, like still doing the comedy show.
Everybody
is
was
that
still
afterward,
laughing.
People said, was that a part of your act? Like, he paid the guy to come up on stage. So Alfred's like, bro, you got fucking nipples like Gigi's, dog. Like, shit like that. Just, you know, like, what's that tattoos? Where's your I love mom tattoo?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just making fun of him as he's doing it. And the guy's, like, trying to fucking fight him.
That's funny.
Bro.
That's funny.
Was the other
funny.
One you, too? Because there was definitely one with Zapata.
Which is the other one? No, my other one was when the fucking the ambulance came, fool.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm up on stage, bro. I'm up on stage, and someone's fucking dying, dog.
Someone had, like, some kind of medical thing in the middle of the show.
Yeah, oh,
and,
really?
In the back, fool. Like, in the, have you ever been to the
hospital? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
The back, remember, with the sofa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The up top part.
Yeah.
On top, someone's dying over there, bro. And I don't know what's fucking going on. I'm fucking telling my jokes. Everybody's looking over there. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And I kept going. Like, the first couple of rows, they were still with me. And then people get up, and they're fucking screaming. And I go, what the fuck's going on, bro? I see the fucking ambulance fucking come, the fucking firefighters. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Isn't that weird though? Like whenever, because I was outside my apartment last night and I saw an ambulance and a fire department, and they were wheeling a little old lady out. So I feel like whenever an ambulance shows up, like the fire department is like, "Hey, us too," you know, like they got nothing going on. Like they just, that's so weird. Why a fire department shows up when somebody's sick?
It was fucking crazy, dog. It was.
Well, fucking Kamika fucked up, bro.
Yeah, she did, right?
Kamika fucked up. So Kamika is a waitress.
I remember her, yeah.
Okay, cool. So when the person was like starting to feel like sick and shit like that, she took them up top and laid them on the couch and shit like that. So the ambulance had to come through the showroom while someone's on stage, which fucks up the entire fucking show. You know what I mean? There's no coming back from that. You know? She should have taken them outside. The sick person, so when the ambulance comes, they can just go. You know what I mean? So that's just fucking stupid. No, but the other one, I misthought for a second. It wasn't you. The other one was Robert Zapata.
What happened to him?
It was New Year's Eve. No, it was the day before New Year's Eve, because that's when it's always starts to get fucking crazy, right? Drunks and shit like that is always the day before New Year's Eve. So just fucking this guy was like kind of heckling the whole time, you know, Alfred throughout the show. He was actually in the show, like kind of heckling the whole time and like everybody. And then he got worse as time went on and drunker. And then like Zapata was the last comic on stage. And Zapata was like fucking doing his bit. And the guy kept heckling. And then finally Zapata would like, you know, Zapata, bro, he's not going to go after a dude like fucking shut the fuck up during my act. He's going to try to be funny about it.
Right.
But it just kept getting worse. It kept getting worse. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, like, the guy fucking said something that was like really offensive to Zapata. I don't remember, but like Zapata was like, "Okay, now Zapata got serious. Like, bro, you gotta shut the fuck up, bro." You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. And then the guy was just like, "Yo, you want to fight? We'll fight." And he fucking gets up and walks towards the stage. And as soon as I saw him get up, I'm like, I know he's going for the stage. Like, I just knew it. So like, I ran over there and I got there at the same time he hit the stage. So me and the dude both jumped on stage at the same time because I knew it was gonna happen. And the guy like fucking went to go fight Zapata. And I came up behind the dude and I grabbed him and I was like holding him back. The guy like went to go punch Zapata and I caught the punch.
Wow.
And I was holding him from underneath his armpits from behind him. And then my hands went around his head like that. I was holding him like that. And I go, "Zapata, fucking hit him." Like that, right? And I'm like, holy, I'm like, fucking hit him, bro. Zapata goes to cholo swing the dude. So if you know Robert Zapata, he has a joke about cholo swing, about how cholos fight. They all fight like that swing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes to like fucking hit this dude. And it's basically him doing an impression of his own act, the cholo swing. And he misses, and he punched me.
Wow.
and then it fucking hit me, and then I, like, move the guy again, and I'm like, "Zapata, hit him!" Because it's not like I was trying to be vindictive or anything like that.
The guy
was almost going to get out, so I kept saying, "Fucking Zapata, hurry up and hit him.
So I don't have to hold him anymore. Knock him out."
And then, and then Zapata goes to hit him a second time, hits me again.
Wow.
Fucking both times. So finally, dude, I picked the dude up, like from the position I had him in, like under his armpits. I picked him up and I fucking slammed him in the front tables of the HaHa. Remember the HaHa had the couches in the front row for a while? Yeah. And the tables that were in the front were low?
Yeah. Right.
Those little wooden ones. Fucking broke the table, smashed and everything.
That's
and then
awesome.
Like his buddy like came and got him and they went out.
The HaHa was pretty fucking rough, bro.
Some nights.
It was fucking crazy, dog.
That old one, yeah.
I forgot what day it was, dude. I was hosting too, and I was gonna pay rent, but for some reason I didn't hook up with my landlord, so I had my rent money in my pocket.
Oh fuck!
And this fucking cholo guy starts fucking heckling. "Who wants to be a fucking comedian? Fuck! I make more money than you guys. Just trying to be all loud and all fucking stupid, dog. I make more money than you. Shut up. I should be talking." Just like that, bro. Just saying stupid shit and heckling everybody. And then I go up and he's talking shit to me. I'm like, "All right, bro." I go, "Hey, you know what? I bet you have more money in your pocket than what you have." And I already knew I had my fucking rent money, dog. And the fool goes, all right. And I fucking, and everybody turned on him. Like the people, the crowd already turned on him. Like,
of course.
I fucking have this motherfucker right here, dog.
Yeah.
I have an extra $500 and my fucking rent money on me, dog. So easily had like $2,500 in my pocket. That fool goes, all right. And he walks up. I go, "Come on." He walks up there and fucking pulls. He had $700 and he had nothing but hundreds. I go, "Is that all you have?" And he goes, "Yeah. How much do you have?" Wow. Fucking 2,000 fucking 500, yeah, nice. Motherfucker.
Hilarious.
The fucking crowd fucking lost it, dog. I could have fucking ended the fucking show there.
Yeah.
Because after that, fucking place was fucking quiet, dog.
Yeah.
They got the funny. Biggest fucking roar of the whole fucking
Did he leave
night,
after
dog.
That?
No, nah, but he was all sad. He walked back to quiet. His fucking couch and all fucking quiet.
People could just be like really retarded, man.
It's one of those where, all right, motherfucking perfect timing, dog.
Dude, that's funny.
All right, you guys, what do you say we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, bro.
Dude,
hey.
Thank you for coming all the way down. And you got here early and shit, and you had to go kill time. What did you end up going to eat?
To this ramen spot on Ventura.
And Woodman?
No.
No? Okay, I was going to send you that one.
It's kind of like towards, what's the next city over?
Van Nuys? Or the other way?
Oh,
other way.
Reseda?
Studio City.
Studio City. Kind of like by Universal a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Good. I'm glad you found something. And you're still.
It was good. It was only like 11 minutes away.
The vegan thing's still going strong.
Going strong.
Oh, you're vegan?
I'm vegetarian.
Vegetarian?
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
But I eat vegan shit.
How long?
A year and.
I feel like it's been longer than
5 months. Well, I haven't ate red meat since 2012.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was pescatarian for a long ass time, dude.
That's awesome.
What's in the pho? Just noodles? No tofu or anything like that?
It was noodles and tofu. It had veggies and I forgot what else.
You eat pho a lot?
No, but I love it, dog.
I never eat pho. I had it once.
I'm trying to stay away
because
it's too salty, dog.
It's a lot of sodium, huh?
Yeah, a lot of sodium. That's why I don't eat it a lot. But when I do, bro, I go hard, dog. It's fucking good
yeah,
as fuck, bro.
Good.
I don't always eat pho, but when I do.
Well, when I do. I started doing a lot of fucking cardio now, dude.
Yeah? What do you do for cardio?
I go on the bike, and I go on the bike for 45 minutes, which is 12 miles.
Okay.
And after that, I get on the treadmill, and I do another 45 minutes, and I do the incline at 15 and the speed at 3.5.
How's that working out?
Fuck. I mean, I just started, bro.
I'll let you know
in 2 weeks, bro. This is my third day in, big dog.
Let me do some Instagram awesome. Shout-outs here before we get out of here. Sorry, guys. Didn't have time to write these out.
Hey, do what you got to do.
And also, I'm trying to pronounce shit.
Do you have anything you want to plug while he's looking all that stuff up?
When are you guys in the...
This is going to come out next week, bro. This week the ones are already out, and I'm probably not going to post this or even edit it until I come back from Tempe, so it's probably going to be out next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just catch me. Fuck, just hit me up on any social media. I'm Alfred Robles on everything, and fuck, keep you guys posted. Just hit me up. And
this way
you guys
know where he's performing everywhere. Yeah. Just follow him on Instagram, Twitter,
yeah,
Facebook,
all that.
You can read his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Damaris Jocelyn Zuniga.
There you go.
Giving shouts outs. Image No.
Thanks for listening, pal.
Let me see. Delta 9 Starship.
Thanks, Delta.
These are my Instagram shout outs for the week, you guys. T_RS5. Sorry, that's the best.
Is that
I can
a cyborg?
Do. That's his handle. That's the best I can do. Thank you for the support. Dead Jester.
Thanks, pal.
Packrunch.musician.
Thanks for listening, buddy.
Cash in time.
$90 an hour.
I'm trying to decide if I should name this podcast.
Yeah, I would say that. That's what it should be named.
Hefe Tempe.
Thanks for listening.
It might be Tempe. We'll see. I'll see you this weekend. What else we got? Who else do I got? I think that's it. That's all my shout-outs for this week, you guys.
Nice.
Those are shout-outs for everybody being supportive, liking, loving, listening. I appreciate you guys. And everybody listening to the podcast, I appreciate you guys. I need you guys to do me a little bit of a favor. I need some help. I just started a YouTube page so that people can go to YouTube to listen to the podcast. So it's just another source to listen to the podcast.
Right.
My only problem is, I don't know if you guys know this, but YouTube won't let you create a custom URL unless you got 100 subscribers. Did you know that, Kevin?
No, I didn't.
So I can't do like youtube.com/Augustino/Augustino.
Oh, gotcha.
Right now it's just a bunch of codes and shit, and it would be way easier for me to build up my YouTube if it was just like /AugustinoZoida.
Mm-hmm.
So please, guys, do me a favor. Go to my YouTube. It's just called Augustino Zoida. That's the name of the channel. And just subscribe, and you can listen to the podcast on there. I'll eventually probably put stand-up clips too, but right now it's just I'm putting the podcast, so that's just another source. That's pretty much it. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook as Augustino Zoida. Kevin's on there as The Real Kev Lyons on Twitter and Instagram. The
For real.
Real. At The Real Kev Lyons. That's pretty much it. I'll let you guys know how Tempe goes once I get back in the next podcast. I'm excited for it. It's going to be fun. I just printed up a bunch of new Swayze t-shirts.
Swayze.
That I'm going to sell.
Nice.
So I might go do an open mic right now just to, you know, get the dust off the mic on doing that bit.
Hey, tell them to look up our trailer, too.
You mean tell the Tempe people?
Well, no, just the listeners right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We released the...
You do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I directed a movie with Augustino and me in it. We just released the trailer a couple weeks ago. It's called Swayze. So go ahead and on YouTube and type in the Swayze trailer and you'll see it.
You'll see the trailer. Swayze is like Patrick Swayze.
Like Patrick Swayze.
You should probably do Too High McFly Swayze, because if you just type in Swayze, you're going to get a bunch of
Patrick
Swayze.
Too High McFly
Swayze
is my production group.
Yeah.
And but even if you just type in Swayze trailer, it will pop up.
Okay, cool. That's good to
know. But you can go on the Too High McFly page.
Cool. I forgot what I was going to fucking say. I was going to say something else. What was I talking about before you said that? Oh, my shirts. Yeah, I just got all my shirts. If you guys know what I'm talking about, if you've ever seen me perform before, and I usually sell these shirts afterwards about this bit that I do, I just ordered like a whole bunch. A couple people have asked me like, hey, can you mail them to me? And I'm like, I'm always out by the time I'm done with the gig. So I actually have like a whole bunch right now. So if anybody wants me to mail them a shirt, hit me up on like a private message or something like that. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Hey, can I have one of those shirts?
Yeah. Didn't I give you one already?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, when a shirt gets like, it's not as fresh anymore.
Have you worn it that often?
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's not as like fresh anymore. You know when your favorite t-shirt isn't fresh anymore and it's just like the things start to roll and it just doesn't fit. It's,
I noticed you got your Cobra Kai shirt there.
I do have Cobra Kai for today.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't watch it.
I don't have YouTube Red.
Are you going to watch it? You know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Karate Kid?
Yeah, but I don't have the YouTube Red either.
Are you going to watch it, though?
I don't know, bro.
Well, you can get YouTube Red
for a month.
I think
it looks fun, man. I don't care.
Huh?
You can get YouTube Red for a month for free trial.
Is it out already, though?
It came out today. Oh, okay. The first episode.
So, like, wait until they've released a few episodes and then just do the free month. So you can like binge on a few, and then if you like it, fucking pay the.
Did you see the trailers?
Yes.
Did you like them?
They're all right.
Yeah, I think they're all right.
So they're gonna release it once a week.
Yeah, I don't know how often they're releasing them, but they're not doing the Netflix thing where they release the whole season. It's just gonna be, you know.
Hey, so what do you think? You think they just couldn't make it on Netflix, or we're done, right?
No, we're still recording.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, why am I talking like this? Hey, you think they just couldn't make it on Netflix and they wanted to go to YouTube, or because that's pretty big?
No, it is really big, and I think it's better that they did it on YouTube Red because they have a lot more freedom to do what they want, basically. And I think it's gonna be rated R.
Here's what I'm.
They're swearing.
Is it really?
They're swearing a lot
that's
in
not
it.
R.
Yeah, but still.
Here's what I think would happen, bro. I think that Netflix in a heartbeat would have jumped on that. I think that YouTube Red probably offered more money. Simply because they're trying to get YouTube Red going, and that's going to be the thing that gets it. It's because everybody's going to want to watch that, so they wanted to be. They were like, make it exclusive with us. So I think that's probably what happened. They just offered them more money. I think it just comes
how much is YouTube Red?
$10 a month.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's not bad. And if you really like the show, it's worth it.
Yeah, no, it is.
Or like we were talking about, we don't even know if this is possible. We were talking about just paying it and then just sharing the account. Because can't you just have somebody else use your login?
I don't know.
Probably.
What other shit do they have besides that? Is that the only thing they have now?
Nothing, but the $10 a month includes Google Play, which is basically like the Apple version of
iTunes.
So you can listen to music for free and download songs for free. So it's like the same thing. But I don't know. I mean, like, it's not like it's a football game. And it's live, and we all want to watch it. You know what I mean? So we have to. You can only watch one at a time, or something like that. But it's we're watching at different times. So why don't we just like share the account?
How long was each episode?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could imagine
they're gonna be 30 or an hour.
I can't imagine them doing like a fucking 12-episode arc. I couldn't imagine them doing that. I think it'd be like more like a mini series, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
It seems like they're really like fans. I don't think the original Karate Kid. Like the Like, whenever you see a movie that, like, you loved when you were a kid and they remake it or they do a part 2 years later and it's, you're like, oh, fuck, why didn't they do something better for the fans? They seem like this, they're really going for the fans.
It felt like that was the reason behind it. Like Otherwise, it would have been a studio project, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Like, they mentioned, like you know, the fact that he kicked him in the face, the crane face. Like, they mentioned all that stuff that you want to hear.
Which
makes me think that it might be great or, like, a little too cheesy or
both. I mean, if you watch the original, it is cheesy.
I'm excited for it. It feels good, though.
It feels like it's on the same level as the movie. You know what I mean? That it feels like it's still Karate Kid.
It's good times, man. Yeah. I grew up on that movie. I fucking love those movies.
I might just go watch that tonight. Karate Kid.
I feel like watching Cobra Kai.
Just Karate.
I love fucking 80s movies, though. Which brings me to DMC Watch, everybody. DMCWatch.com. Don't forget, at least do me a favor, go check it out. There's three different style watches you can pick from, made by DeLorean Motor Company. Just do me a personal favor when you go check it out. Click the link in the description here on the podcast, okay? All right, cool. And also, don't forget to go to BullyMake.com, and you can sign up for a box to come to your house with healthy treats. You can even pick... if your dog has allergies or skin problems or, you know, they shed easily or things like that, you can specify and they'll send you like they're selling you treats that are healthy and to your dog's needs and also some toys that he can't destroy. It's a lot of fun. And for that, you're going to use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, to get $10 off your order. That's pretty much it, you guys. Thank you, Kevin, as always, for being the co-host. I appreciate it. And thank you, Alpha Robles, for coming all this way.
Nice meeting you, man.
Nice to meet you too, brother. Old school, dog. That's good, bro. It went smooth. What time did we start?
How long the first part? The second part is like this part. Yeah. Hour nine.
Hour nine. Oh, no, wait. Maybe it's...
Good content, funny, you know?
The next big thing in food was once a little paper box.
Now we can easily take out food from a restaurant.
Let's stay in and binge watch the snow.
Genius.
Now the next big thing is the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.